إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of approaching the Quran, I remind myself and you that the Kalam of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His Kalam, and He gave us some signs that we need to monitor when we approach the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Yesterday I spoke to you about the awe and majesty of the thought itself that we are reciting the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His kalam, and He mentioned the power of this kalam, where He said in Surah Al-Hashr, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشئا متصديا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this kalam of His Jalla Jalaluhu is such, He said that if this kitab was sent on a mountain, then this mountain would humble itself and would crumble to dust. And Allah said that the reason for this crumbling to dust is min khashyatillah, because of the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now khashya is different from khawf. All these words have been used in the Quran with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but khawf is a word which is fear, and khawf has also been used with respect to shaitan. Shaitan also says, inni akhafullah, I am fearful of Allah, I am afraid of Allah. But khashyat is used in the sense of fear, but fear of the people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And in the same context, taqwa is used. And my understanding of khashyat and taqwa and the relationship is, khashyat is what is in the heart, and taqwa is how this khashyat manifests itself in our actions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, about the ulama, about the scholars, about the people who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who know His kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those scholars are those who, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah said, the people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most, meaning, and this is the issue of, in English we have only one word, fear. But in Arabic there are different kinds of fear. So here Allah has not said the ones who fear using the word khawf. He said, use the word khashya, innama yakhsha Allah. Verily the people who have the greatest khashyat of Allah are the ulama. Meaning that those who know Allah the most are the people who have the greatest khashya. So khashya is a result of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to do with the loving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believing in Allah, the faith in Allah, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what results in, which this is what is real knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did he know Allah? If he knew Allah, he would not disobey Allah. I mean, this is the basic point of saying knowledge. Knowledge is not just some intellectual information that we have, which we do not act upon. And that's why I have this great allergy to using the term knowledge. Whenever we talk about so-and-so has knowledge, I am studying knowledge. You are studying information. Information does not become knowledge until something happens to it, until it transforms itself inside your heart and converts itself into action. So khashyat is knowledge. Khashyat is based on knowledge. Khashyat is the result of knowledge. And who has the greatest knowledge? The people who are the scholars of Islam. So therefore Allah said, the people who have the greatest khashya are the scholars. So khashya is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And this khashyat is manifested in action through what we know as taqwa. So taqwa must be manifested in the action of the person. The sign of taqwa is salah. The sign of taqwa is to stay away from haram. they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is the sign of Tawheed? Stay away from haram. So the manifestation of khashyat, which is inside the heart, is taqwa, which comes out in our actions, from everything, from our from the appearance to the speech to the word to the walk and the talk and the dealings and the transactions and everything. All of these are signs of the taqwa of a person. How do you know if a person is muttaqi? From his or her actions. So when we say we have khashyatullah in our hearts, then this khashyah has to be manifested in taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the criterion, gave us a measure. Inshallah, we'll talk about one today and one tomorrow. Allah gave us a measure to measure this khashyah. What is the level of this khashyah? And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innamal mu'minun. Allah mentioned again the believers. He mentioned us, and we ask Allah to include us among those He mentioned as the mu'minun. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that only they are the believers who, innamal mu'minun alladhina إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the believers are only those whose hearts shiver with the awe and majesty and the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mu'minin are only those who, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, when Allah is mentioned before them, their hearts shiver and with the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with the mention of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, when they hear the adhan, the famous story about Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, where people said that his face would lose color when he heard the adhan. His face would become white. And people asked him, what happened? Why are you looking so, as if you are so frightened? He said, don't you hear what the muazzin is calling? He's Allahu Akbar. He's calling Allahu Akbar. So that is the effect of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So Allah is saying that, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. These are the people whose hearts react to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. There is a movement in the heart. The heart shivers with the fear and awe and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before these people, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Their iman increases. And the consequence of these two things, the consequence of the heart being affected, and therefore the iman increasing, is what? وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And so therefore they have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is not something that happens out of the air. It's a result of working on yourself internally. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two other things, and this is my understanding therefore of the relationship between khashyat and taqwa. Allah mentioned two things which are visible outside, because the first three things which I mentioned just now in this ayat, which is the effect on the heart, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Iman increases. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Tawakkul on Allah. All these three are inside. We cannot say, I cannot look at you and say, is your iman increasing or decreasing? I cannot look at you and say, what is happening in your heart? We can't see these things. So three internal things. But outside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two other things. وَالَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah has mentioned two things which are visible outside. Who are these people? They are the people who establish the salah. If there is khashyat in the heart, the effect, visible effect of khashyat in the heart, visible effect of the increase of iman, visible effect of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the establishment of salah. If a person has or claims to have khashyat, but the person does not pray, then there is no, one has to doubt that khashyat. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَرَضَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. He said, the one who has left salah has left Islam. He has committed kufr. So that's the reason why the salah, and the sahaba are, all the sahaba were agreed upon this one issue only. There were difference of opinion about other things, but on the issue of salah, the sahaba were completely agreed upon that the one who has left salah has left Islam. So the manifestation of Islam outside, the manifestation of the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the establishment of salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend from what we have given them. Spending again is it, and Allah did not say they spend money. Allah said they spend from what we have given them. So spending of money, spending of time, energy, effort, influence, knowledge, all that Allah has given. in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you, those of you who were there in Ramadan and who heard the lecture, risk is what you get and risk is what you give. This is the proof of that, that mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon is also risk. Risk is what we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but risk is also what we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu. Because that is with Allah. We are investing it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is your risk. Now, many times we don't see risk as something that we see it only as what we get, whether it's knowledge or money or what not. But we don't see risk as something which we are giving. So if I say how much, and look at this, the beauty of this. What you get is not in your hands. Because what you get is what is written for you. That is, you can't expect to get more. But what you spend, Allah has put it in your hands. You can spend as much as you want. So if you understand risk as what I get and what I spend, then what you spend, there is no control on this. Whatever you want, you can spend. Now you might say, if I don't have it, how will I spend it? But this is one of the secrets of life. The more you spend, the more Allah will give you. The more you spend in the path of Allah, the more Allah will give you. And that is the issue of risk. So where we come back to this khashyat, which is Allah is saying, what is the sign of this fact that this kalam of Allah is having something effect on us? The fact that the heart moves with it. The fact that iman increases, the fact that we have tawakkul, and this is expressed in these two things, which is establishment of salah and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. So Allah has given us this monitor, and tomorrow we'll talk about another part of it. But today Allah has given us this monitor to measure our own, the effect of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on ourselves. From the ayat of Surah Al-Hashr, what is happening to the heart? The mountain will crumble to dust. So what about the heart? What must happen to the heart? If nothing is happening to the heart, then you must ask, if the mountain will crumble to dust, then and nothing is happening to my heart, then it's not the fault of the kitab, it's something is wrong with my heart. Something is very seriously wrong with my heart. And we need to therefore work on this heart. One of the famous, Allama Iqbal rahmatullah alayhi used to, one of his famous stories from his life, he said that when he was a child, his father used to, he had to recite so much of Quran, a certain amount of Quran every day. And until he finished his recitation, he was not allowed to go out. So he would sit and he would read the amount of Quran that he had to read every day. And he said his father used to walk up and down and listen to the recitation. So he said one day his father was walking up and down and he was reciting the Quran. And his father stopped and he said that this kalam will not have an effect on you until that kalam descends on your heart. He said, is kalam ka tum par us waqt tak asar nahi hoga jab tak ke ye kalam tumhare qalb par nazil na ho. He said, it will not have an effect on you until it comes and descends on your heart. Now this does not mean that Allah is sending the Quran to you, but the Quran is khitab to the Nabi. But because of that, because we have said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, this kalam is khitab to each one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to you and He is speaking to me. That is why the effect, that is why it must have an effect. The muezzin calls Allahu Akbar, why should it have an effect? Because that, who is Allah? Allah is the one I worship. I am connected there. Therefore it has an effect. He's not telling me some story which is happening, no. And that is where we must monitor ourselves and say, what is the effect on my qalb? When we finish the, when we hear the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have a monitor to measure what is happening to our hearts, to see whether it's having an effect on us or not. And therefore, we need to be conscious of that. What is the effect of the on the heart and what is the manifestation, the outward signs of what is happening inside the heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His kalam, to fill our hearts with the noor of His kalam and to make His kalam, to establish His kalam and to establish His khashyat in our hearts and to enable the effect of that khashya by making us muttaqun. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu for His mercy and for His forgiveness. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.